Emergency declared in NC town ahead of police body cam release. By Bob Price on April 26, 2021. Officials in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, declared a state of emergency on Monday morning in advance of an expected release of police body cam videos. The videos are expected to show more details regarding the shooting by police of Andrew Brown Jr. during the execution of a drug-related search and arrest warrant last week. Officials announced the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office will show the body cam video to Brown's family and their attorneys late Monday morning, Fox News reported. The family is expected to hold a news conference after viewing the videos. Local school officials placed students and staff on a full remote schedule through Friday due to the continuously evolving state of civil unrest in our local community and under the advisement of our local law enforcement partners. Sheriff Tommy Wooden too said he filed a motion in court to allow for the public release of the videos. North Carolina law places the authority to release police videos in the hands of the local judge. The sheriff is also checking with the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation to make certain the release of the video would not compromise their investigation. A proclamation by the city of Elizabeth City, quoted by CNN, reads, "It seems likely that the video and audio footage will be released in the very near future. In order to ensure the safety of our citizens and their property, city officials realize there may be a potential period of unrest within the city following the public release of the footage." An attorney for the Brown family told CNN, "It's clear to us there is something bad on that body cam video. Transparency is essential. Few details of the shooting have been released. First responders reported Brown sustained gunshot wounds in his back. Deputies reportedly shot Brown as he attempted to drive away while deputies attempted to execute a drug-related search and arrest warrant," Fox News reported. The sheriff's office placed 7 deputies involved in the shooting on administrative leave. 2 of the deputies later resigned from the department and a 3rd filed retirement papers. The sheriff said that not all of the 7 deputies placed on administrative leave fired their weapons. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.